How a brother was sold. Jacob, whose new name was Israel, was great like a king or prince. His flocks and herds were so big that they would soon eat up the grass close to home. At times, his shepherds had to travel far away to find green pastures and water. Once the older brothers were away working as shepherds. Jacob had not seen the sons for days and days. He wanted to know if they were all right, and he needed to know if the flocks were doing well also. "Joseph, I am going to send you to your brothers in Shechem," said Jacob. "Go now and bring me news about them." Joseph obeyed, even though he knew his brothers hated him. He put on his beautiful coat and started out. He traveled a long time looking and searching. Finally, he saw some flocks. In the distance, Joseph could see his brothers. How glad he was to see them! His brothers saw him coming. "Here comes the dreamer," said one of the brothers. They began to make fun of Joseph. "Let's kill him. We can kill him and throw him into a pit. We can say a wild animal got him." "Let us not kill him," said Reuben. Reuben was the oldest brother, and he was kinder. "We can put him down into the pit, but do not hurt him." Reuben planned to come back later to rescue Joseph. As soon as Joseph reached them, the brothers grabbed him and treated him roughly. They took off his beautiful coat and threw Joseph into a deep, empty well. How frightened Joseph must have been! He must have cried to them for help, but the mean brothers would not listen. They did not care. Instead, they sat down to eat lunch, all but Reuben, who went to care for the sheep. While the brothers were eating, they looked up and saw a caravan of merchants coming. These were men on camels traveling to Egypt to sell spices and perfumes. Sometimes they even sold slaves. Judah, one of Joseph's brothers, had an idea. "What good would it do to kill our brother? Let us sell him to the Ishmaelite traders. Let us do him no harm, for he is our brother." The brothers agreed. They sold Joseph as a slave for 20 pieces of silver. The caravan slowly went toward Egypt. With it went a sad young boy. The brothers decided to kill a goat and dip Joseph's coat in the blood. When the father, Jacob, was shown the bloody, torn coat, he thought his son was killed by a wild beast. He cried, "Joseph is dead!" Jacob felt lonely and mourned for many days. "I will go to my grave broken-hearted for my son." Poor old Jacob wept many days for Joseph. The sons and daughter tried to comfort Jacob, but they could not. The sons never told their father the truth. They wanted him to believe a lie. This was as bad as telling a lie. The father did not know how wicked his sons were, but God knew. Later, God punished them. All this time, Joseph was riding toward Egypt. God knew just where Joseph was every day. Wherever we go, God sees us. He wants to care for us. Always remember to ask God to watch over you.